The following program is intended as an educational program, not as investment advice or as a recommendation to buy, sell, or participate in any investment vehicle, product, offering, or strategy. Investment advisory services are offered through Turning Point Financial, a registered investment advisor. Any references to specific securities, investment vehicles, or strategies are intended only as examples, not as recommendations. All investments involve risk, including the possibility of losing money. What if your financial goals and your deepest convictions were perfectly in sync? Well, welcome to episode 109 of Money and Mission here on Holy Family Radio, WHYF, AM 720, where each week we talk about wealth management built on a foundation of biblical wisdom and principles. I'm James Good.
And I am Eric Terrio. You know, we're surrounded by so-called financial advice every day, but how much of it actually helps you become who God wants you to be? Well, today, we're bridging the gap between your bank account and your heart's calling.
And each week, we take a few minutes to look at some financial headlines with clarity and focus, or at least focus.
All right, James, focus. Always,
focus, that's right. But that's just the beginning. We'll see if we can stump you with our weekly trivia later in the show, and then we'll spend the rest of our time diving deep into principles and practical strategies and sometimes stories, too.
Sometimes.
Interviews that will help you to manage your wealth with a clear conscience and a kingdom focus.
That's right. But let's jump in to our week in review, and I'm going to give this option to Joe. Joe, do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Let's take the good news.
Okay.
Let's take the good news first.
Okay. Well, I'd say our good news story of the week is that starting on July 4th.
Saturday.
On Saturday.
Well, that's Saturday from when we're recording on a Thursday.
Yeah, so it'll already be in effect.
It will already be in effect.
Once this airs. Mm-hmm. But that's when the Trump accounts start.
Trump accounts.
That's right. You can start contributing to Trump accounts.
So what is the big deal?
The big deal is, I would say, big picture, trying to get a lot of folks off dependency of Social Security and to be better set up for retirement. Mm-hmm. That's what this is intended to be.
They are big, beautiful accounts.
They hopefully by retirement age they will be. The biggest.
The biggest. Big, beautiful accounts. That was not in our script. I just made that up.
No.
On the fly. Yeah. But really only children that are born. Only children. I mean, this is for children.
That's correct. Yep. It's for kids, and it's to help to jumpstart.
Help to jumpstart.
Yep. The jumpstart of retirement. Children born between 2025 and 2028. But from my understanding, the hope is that Congress will extend that and make it a more permanent thing.
Yeah. So.
But if you're having a baby until 2028, take advantage.
If you're having a baby until?
Yep. Until 2028. Oh. Between now and 2028.
Yeah. There's time to do that.
There's time to procreate.
Yeah, if you know.
There certainly is, James. And if you don't have a girl, there's time to meet one, meet a nice lady at church, and form a bond.
So individuals can deposit up to $5,000 a year, but I think the big deal is that when somebody opens an eligible Trump account, there's some seed money, like the government kicks in $1,000 as well.
Yep, just right up front.
Right up front.
Mm-hmm. And that is a big deal.
That's right. So check it out. You know, we can't advise you that this is a good idea or a bad idea here on the show, but check it out and see if it's right for you. And if you
I just did a quick search here, right, on the internet. The compound investment calculator.
It must be true then.
It must be true.
Uh-huh.
Well, they have a .gov one too I could use. And that's
gotcha.
Gotta be true.
That's gotta be true.
But this, if the government put that $1,000 in,
mm-hmm.
and that's all was ever put in that account,
mm-hmm.
okay, if you have that in that account for 65 years. So it's a baby. You're giving a baby $1,000 in the account. It grows up age 65 and retires. That $1,000 will grow.
If they have, what's the interest rate assumption?
8%.
8%.
Okay. I did an 8% assumption.
8%.
Yep. I know Dave Ramsey likes to talk about 12, but I went lower. And
yeah. 8's pretty high, though, isn't it?
8's pretty high.
Yeah, that's think pretty so? High. Well,
if you're talking about interest. If you're talking about interest.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a calculator there. Okay, so at 8%, what would it grow to?
That's assumed growth rate. What do you mean that is? 8%.
Right.
Grow to 148,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, are you able to assume less?
Sure.
Okay.
What would you like to say? 6?
6.
Okay. It's still going to be really good.
And then 4. And then 2.
44,000 at 6%.
44?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a big drop.
If it was 8%, it would grow to 148,000.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was 6%, it would only grow to 44,000.
We got 65 years of compounding.
Well, you guys.
If it was 10%, it'd be 490,000.
Yeah. So, wow. Yeah, those assumptions. Right, but
well, you have to assume you have to plug in something.
You do. You have to plug something in.
I mean, that's. I think we're deviating from the story.
That's right. But always remember that assumptions like that are not guarantees. It's just, hey, if this happened, then this is where you would be.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, again, we can't recommend whether this is right or wrong for you, but it's a big deal. It's a new thing, and it's,
well, we can always recommend saving for retirement.
We can. That's right. I don't know anybody who was ever sorry that they saved more money, right?
I guess if they got hit by a bus tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you didn't get to enjoy it.
That's right. I subscribe to something called the ouch theory.
Mm-hmm.
You save and save until you say ouch, right?
A lot of people don't like to do that.
A lot of people don't like to say ouch.
Nope. Or save.
Or save, yeah, that's right. But if you have been saving and saving and, you know, time goes by, then the money is there.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you feel good when it is. So anyway, so a Trump account, it's a new thing. It is one possible way that eligible children could start to have more money in an account for them.
And also I see that, you know, individuals can deposit up to $5,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
but also employers can contribute capped at 2,500, so half of that. So
right.
I see a lot of strategies trying to lure and retain employees
right.
matching on that Trump account
matching
as
on
part
that
of
Trump
their benefit
account.
Package.
Right, yeah. All right. So,
yeah?
So check that out.
There you go, Joe. Is that good?
That was...
I tried.
That was good.
That was
okay.
good.
That was good.
In spite of my commentary about interest
rates. I forget what he went into. And, oh, well, yeah, that's a new one.
And
he went into.
Assumptions.
Yeah. Because you got to put a number in.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but is that money... In your understanding,
mm-hmm.
once you put that $1,000 in, you can't take it out?
It's generally locked up to age 18, mm-hmm. and then it follows the same rules, and that's a great question. It follows the same rules of a traditional IRA to where when you take it out, you have to, if you do it before age 59 and a half, you pay a 10% penalty.
Mm.
So it's meant for retirement and to right. keep in there.
So it's pretty well safe because I'm afraid, like, if it's not safe, knowing me, I would say, well, we put $5,000 in that account, and then, oh, but I got to get new windows.
Yeah.
Honey, we'll just take that out.
Right.
And then the poor kid doesn't have any money
That's
to
right.
go to college.
That's exactly
to
right.
To retire on after
yeah.
college. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and
you
actually, that's another great question because I don't even know if the parents will have the ability to remove it. I don't know if it's revocable.
Yeah.
So once you put it in there, I think it belongs to that child and his tax ID number and his
yeah.
account.
So they're new accounts. It's and like many things that are new, there will be probably tests. People will try different things to see what they can get away with and what the loopholes are. And just like IRAs were set up to be there until age 59 and a half, or at least until retirement, right? And now there's a short list of rules on the circumstances under which you're allowed to take money out without a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens here. But Trump accounts...
And I see probably some of the same rules
yeah,
transferring
yeah.
over.
Yeah, so Trump accounts starting July 4th. Well, let's kind of change the general tune.
Yeah, which one of these would you like to go to next? We got 3 minutes.
Private credit.
Okay.
What a problem this is, private credit. You know, we say all the time, all investments involve risk.
Even Trump accounts.
Even... Trump accounts. Okay.
And certainly private credit funds.
Certainly private credit.
I mean, what is private credit? It is credit. It's where somebody borrows money, and it's private. Like, if I just loaned money to Joe, that would be a private deal, and Joe would have gotten credit from me as a person, right? Well, back in 2008, when we had a financial crisis going on, Congress got together and said, we need new rules to make sure that this never happens again. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many times our government in the history of our country has gotten together and said, we need more rules to make sure this never happens again? It usually happens again, right? Mm-hmm. So what happened was that there were new rules that were set up, and the rules were all about lending and the higher standards and more regulation about who can get loans and who banks loan money to. And we all know the outcome of that, right? I mean, now if you go to borrow money for a car, it's like signing your life away with all that paperwork. Anyway, so it didn't take long before businesses that weren't able to borrow money from the bank were trying to borrow money from somewhere. And
without much strict regulatory oversight.
Well, from anywhere, yeah. Right? Because they couldn't borrow money. And so private investors started being aware of these businesses, looking for credit. And if they were sufficiently well-heeled, they started loaning money to them privately. And then, of course, some enterprising individual and some enterprising investment company said, we should package all these loans up and put them in a fund. For anyone to buy, to invest in, and now you have private credit funds. And there's a big disclosure on these funds.
Nothing I'm interested in.
There's a big disclosure on the funds that says you could lose money and everything, but still, you know, they've been marketed, and now there's like, you know, trillions of dollars in these things. And now investors are trying to get some money out.
And it's not just one of the companies we've seen, right?
That's right. And only because the money's locked up because it's private credit. So anyway, so you can read about that story. That's on Yahoo Finance, so it's real easy to see.
But talk to your advisor.
Talk to your advisor.
See what's inside of your portfolio.
Know what's in your investments. That's right.
That's right. It's very important.
Try to avoid these problems where the money you've invested is not liquid or is invested in private credit. All right.
Well, that's enough news for 1 week.
Good news.
That's right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we'll be continuing our conversation with Joel Giovannetti. You're listening to Holy Family Radio, WHYF, AM 720.
Welcome back to Money and Mission here on Holy Family Radio, WHYF, AM 720, where every week we talk about wealth management built on a foundation of biblical wisdom and principles. I'm James Good.
And I am Eric Terrio.
And we are continuing our conversation with Joel Giovannetti from New Hope Ministries. And what a just so practical, exciting initiative and ministry you guys are involved with.
Yeah, I think enjoying myself, yeah, chatting with you both about New Hope and how we can make a difference in our local community.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, last week, and I'll just repeat this again, that if there's only one thing you as a listener, if you take away from this conversation, we hope you'll remember that business owners have an incredible opportunity to transform their communities by integrating faith into their business practices. Right? If you know a business owner that you think has a heart for aligning values and faith into their business practices, steer them here to Holy Family Radio and have them look up this episode of Money and Mission. We post Money and Mission on Spotify as well. And so this is episode 108.
And
109, pretty soon YouTube.
Looking forward to it.
That's right. And you can also go to our website at wealthdevelopmentcouncil.com. And when you scroll down the front page, you'll come to the Spotify link, and you can listen to.
And we also, as a courtesy to you, put them up on the website. Mm-hmm. And on our station website.
On the station website as well. So the great opportunities for business owners to be able to transform their communities. And last week, you know, we talked about the prayer, the Lord's Prayer, right? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And today, here, we're going to be talking about something so practical, mm-hmm. right? So easy to do, right? That really represents exactly mm-hmm. that. God's kingdom coming to earth just like it is in heaven in a most unexpected way through paying our state income taxes.
That's right.
I mean, how did you see that coming, right?
I like that.
But this idea, and it's not just an idea, but this program, I think, is probably one of the best kept secrets in the country.
Such a good one. I still don't know what we're talking about.
Well, it is called the Pennsylvania Neighborhood Assistance Program.
Mm, what's that do?
The Pennsylvania Neighborhood Assistance Program. So do you want to talk about
that? Absolutely love to. Yeah, every single, in my job role at New Hope as a fundraiser gift officer, anytime I meet with a business owner, I talk about this program. So yeah, Neighborhood Assistance Program is where businesses can make a financial donation to New Hope Ministries and receive a tax credit on their donation.
Tax credit for
the taxes that they are paying state.
Right. Which a credit is much better than just a tax deduction.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And much more powerful.
And we have a lot of businesses that have made donations and they'll get the standard deduction. But yes, because of the state tax credit program, because it's a credit, and specifically to the special program priority, which funds New Hope's workforce development and affordable housing, that's a 90% tax credit.
Wow.
That the businesses then would have to pay less in state taxes.
Right. So we're going to be talking about some tax ideas, some tax actions here. So
try to stay with us, folks.
That's right. Stay with us, right? Because
very powerful stuff.
That's right. Once said that the U.S. tax code is 10 times longer than the Bible.
Oh my gosh!
But that was federal, right? And now we're talking about the states. Yeah. Like every state has their own little version of a tax code. So we're like way past 10 times longer. There's 50 states. How much do you want to bet? It's like at least 100 times longer than the Bible, right? So, but the point is that there's a lot of very specific things. Yeah. And when we talk about tax concepts here, you really do need to be working with your CPA.
Yes.
Right? If your CPA is not familiar with the Neighborhood Assistance Program, have them call Joel. And Joel, you're a tax expert, right?
No. Layman terms. I know a little bit where I can, sound somewhat intelligent, but no.
but on New Hope's board, though, there are CPAs.
Oh, yes.
That are really, really familiar.
We have 15 board members, and a lot of them are accountants. And so we have, just wonderful people that are very familiar with the tax codes and can speak the tax languages and terminology.
Yeah. So the way this works, right, is when a legislative body like a House of Representatives decides to allocate taxes, they will make tax credits available to the public.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a form of a public-private partnership almost. Mm-hmm. And so the House might say, we're going to have, $100 million of tax credits available. Now, to get a tax credit, then you have to do something. Mm-hmm. You have to follow the rules. Mm-hmm. And so New Hope Ministries would go to the state, right, Department of Revenue, and there is a certain number of things that you need to to do as a private organization in order to qualify.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, that's how that works. So so first, now is New Hope Ministries the only organization that does this?
There are many different charitable organizations that can be approved to receive donations through NAP.
Right.
It's available for, for other, and we've been doing this 10 plus years to become. Every year we have to apply to the state, and the last 10 years, every year we've been approved to be a charitable organization where businesses can donate to our tax credit program.
Yeah. So that's a really important point that, you know, this is not a New Hope Ministries program, right? This is a state of Pennsylvania program, a Commonwealth of Pennsylvania program. So the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, again, makes tax credits available. And here's the way it works. Like if you said 90%, right? So let's pretend that a business, a qualifying business, has that they would donate $10,000 to New Hope Ministries. Well, the owners of that business would then have $9,000 of credit towards their personal state income taxes, right?
Absolutely.
That's exactly
That's phenomenal, yes.
And so,
and wouldn't you rather it go where you want it to than Uncle Sam decide
right.
where that goes?
And so you literally, right, as a business owner, have the potential to say, I want to self-direct where my tax dollars go.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this podcast is over. Yeah. Right? money in mission.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like exactly what we talk about when we talk about aligning your values with your money.
Yeah. I mean, what a win-win situation. Win-win-win situation where a business can decide, okay, I want to support New Hope or other charitable organizations to fund people in need. And, of course, in New Hope, we get to win because we can help people in need. And ultimately, it's the guests that we're helping to get out of poverty that are successful and win as
well. And I'd say there's a fourth win. The government doesn't have to worry about that burden of helping folks because we're helping our neighbors, our brothers and sisters.
That's a really good point, you know, because a lot of times, you know, folks will hear about this kind of idea and are like, wow, we just cut out the government. But you know what? We didn't, right? Because what happens is that our government gets to pass along the administrative burden of allocating these resources, so it wins.
And focus on the core.
Yeah. I mean, everybody wins when we're working
together. And on that note, we've had the DCED, which is the Department of Community Economic Development, which supports this program, has come actually on tours to New Hope, and because they're the ones that authorize the tax credit to businesses, they see the guests, the families, the individuals, the youth being helped at New Hope. So it is a great partnership with the state and the government as well.
Right, right. Now, do you know, off the top of your head, and you're not a tax expert, Joel, but do you know what types of businesses qualify?
Yeah, you know, in the 10 plus years that we've been running this program, you know, honestly, James, I cannot think of one business that I have approached that has not qualified. Mm. If a business is paying state taxes, then they would qualify. I mean, I can't say it's 100%, maybe 99%, but I don't know of any businesses that we have approached at from New Hope standpoint that has participating in this program that hasn't been approved.
Yeah, but do make sure to be working with your CPA, right?
Yep, and absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Well, good stuff so far. Well, we're about out of time in this segment. It's time for us to switch gears.
It's time for PA Trivia. PA Trivia.
It is time for my favorite part of the show, the weekly trivia. Pennsylvania. I love that music, by the way.
That's a good intro.
That's right. Well, last week's trivia was this question.
You should thank Dave Kelly for doing that for you.
Thank you, Dave Kelly.
Thank you, Dave. That's right.
He doesn't ever get a shout out for that.
We appreciate Dave Kelly.
We did the first time, but you're right. We need to remind folks.
That's right. So last week, Pennsylvania State Dog, designated in 1965, was a favorite of many early American leaders. What was the name of this breed?
Tell us.
The Great Dane.
The Great Dane. Mm-hmm. Some of you Great Dane owners out there.
That's right.
Got PA's dog.
Pennsylvania State Dog.
That's right. All right, the puzzle for this week.
Yes.
And this is interesting. Known for being one of the oldest living organisms in the world, what is the name of the 13,000-year-old shrub, located in Perry County? Known for being one of the oldest living organisms in the world, what is the name of the 13,000-year-old shrub located in Perry County?
Yeah, well, if you think you know the answer, send your answer to radiopuzzle@wealthdevelopmentcouncil.com, and we will read the correct answer on the podcast next week.
Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Money and Mission here on Holy Family Radio.
Welcome back to Money and Mission here on Holy Family Radio, WHYF, AM 720, where each week we talk about wealth management built on a foundation of biblical wisdom and principles. I'm James Good.
And I'm hot. I mean, and I'm Eric Terrio.
Hi, hot. That's right. But we are continuing our conversation with Joel Giovannetti from New Hope Ministries.
We're just having a lovely conversation today.
Yeah, Joel's like, how did I get hooked up with these guys?
Anytime. Enjoying myself.
But wow, we've been talking about the Pennsylvania Neighborhood Assistance Program and how businesses can qualify, owners of businesses can qualify to get state income tax credits, right? On not a deduction, right? I mean, a deduction reduces your taxable income.
Much more powerful.
Right, but a credit, dollar for dollar, reduces your tax liability. And
not just that, but you made the very important point that you have the opportunity to self-direct, where your tax dollars are going.
Right.
We hear it all the time. I can't believe my tax dollars are going to this. Well, here's your chance.
Here's your chance. Yeah. Right. Here is your chance.
You get to pick and choose.
That's right. And so anyway, so this Neighborhood Assistance Program, NAP, it's a Commonwealth of Pennsylvania program. And just parenthetically, I really needed to check, is Pennsylvania the only state in the union that does this? Because that would make Pennsylvania an awesome state, which, I mean, we think Pennsylvania is an awesome state.
It's already
anyway.
Pretty cool. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, this Pennsylvania is the place to be, right? Move here, right? Okay, thanks for
please
that.
Please do,
yeah. Yeah, but other states have similar programs, right? Virginia has a program, Indiana, Delaware, New Jersey, Maryland, Massachusetts, Florida, Kansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Nebraska.
So all these states are building it into their tax code to incentivize the same type of giving.
To incentivize, that's right, yeah. So this is not unique to Pennsylvania, but it's certainly an exciting opportunity right here in Pennsylvania. So the Neighborhood Assistance Program is, there's different types of programs, right? There are community development programs, there's education programs. Can you talk a little bit about the difference between
those? Yeah, absolutely. So the two that we have mainly focused on is the Charitable Food Program that we call CFP is the acronym, and then SPP, which is a Special Program Priority, which that we get to pick at New Hope a certain program that we're already doing to direct the funds to. So just last year, we were able to specify two programs. It's our Workforce Development Program, so getting people involved in careers that'll help their families to be self-sufficient, but then also so Workforce Development, and it was Affordable Housing Program to help people with being able to pay their rent, and that's the 90% state tax credit. And then the Charitable Food Program, that's all food program related to help feed people through our food pantry, and that's the 65%. So, you know, like Eric was saying earlier, you get to pick and choose whether you want to support feeding people or if you want to help people with their rent, helping them find a job, you can choose.
Right. And so really as a business owner, if you are talking with Joel, if you're talking with New Hope Ministries or some other, you know, charitable organization that qualifies, you know, talk with your CPA as well about what is the most effective way of applying this action step in your business.
Yeah.
Because there is some tax planning that's very appropriate for businesses to be doing. Business should be tax planning anyway, right? With a qualified advisor. And but certainly here, making sure that this is applied correctly and with wisdom, right, in your business model is really, really important. Why is not every single business doing this?
Good question.
I mean, I think you said last year, 25 businesses.
Yeah. We've connected with here in Pennsylvania.
More than 25 businesses in central Pennsylvania.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we'd love to get to the point where, 500 or more.
Five or six more, Joel.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know, it's the old ad, you don't know what you don't know. So we're trying, you know, part of this radio show, our website, me being out in the community, our executive director, Eric Saunders, our program director, everybody, we're trying to educate and let business owners know that there is this wonderful golden opportunity to give. And most businesses are doing some type of charitable giving. Well, if they get connected with this tax credit program, then they end up paying less in state taxes. So if they're already doing charitable giving, even more so, like, get connected with this program.
Yeah. I mean, this is almost not even like charitable giving. You have to pay your taxes. You have to pay your taxes anyway. So why not?
I like it. What you said, it's self-directing.
Yeah, it's self-directing. Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm like way off script. But this is just like one of the most exciting things. I mean, it ranks right up there as like, wow, everyone should be doing this. So many, but New Hope Ministries website again is NHM, like New Hope Ministries,
-PA.org.
So NAM or NHM-PA.org.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can look it up there, but certainly Joel, is there a phone number people call you
too? Yeah, absolutely. You can call our direct phone line is 717-432-2087.
Right.
And in our day and age, just Google search New Hope Ministries.
Absolutely.
New Hope Ministries, you know, right.
It'll pop right up.
Right. But if you really want to read, you know, if you want to read about Pennsylvania's neighborhood assistance program, you can go to the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development, DCED. Just look that up and you'll get information there as well. So, well, my goodness. So we want to, I mean, we certainly want to help you and, you know, Eric, I know in our business, we talk with as advisors and wealth managers, right? We talk with business owners all the time and to bring this kind of resource to bear is just enormous.
It really is.
Right.
And so, it's normally about, you know, reducing their tax burden. And here it's kind of that, but those who want to give also have the heart of giving, right, are able to accomplish two birds with one stone.
Two birds with one stone.
I think it's a phenomenal program.
That's right. I mean, you can have your cake and eat it too.
That's right. Not a big cake guy, but I like it. Cake.
Yeah, that's right. I'll take that, right? So But this now, I mean, again, it's this neighborhood assistance program is a perfect example of how, I mean, so many Christian entrepreneurs struggle on how to integrate faith into their business. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Yeah.
There it is, right?
And I'd encourage, you know, business owners that if you're still on the fence, you're still trying to consider, you know, whether this is a program to support. Love to have you come into New Hope. Come in and see the people that we're helping, you know, to meet myself, our executive director, our staff. We'll give you a tour. We'll show you around. We'll, you know, a lot of the programs that we have, the events that we're involved in, you're more than welcome. You know, our offices are open Monday to Friday, 9 mm-hmm. to 4.
Sure.
We have locations in our local communities. Examples would be Dillsburg and Mechanicsburg, also New Cumberland area, and Enola, Dover, just to name a few.
Yeah. So just to recap, really, the Neighborhood Assistance Program, by participating in that, a business has an opportunity to live out Christian stewardship,
yeah,
right, in a very practical way. That business can support an organization whose values align with biblical principles,
yeah.
And it turns your business into a ministry.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really does.
It really does. That's right. The more successful your business, the more taxes you owe, and the more taxes you owe, the more you can direct ministries, mm-hmm. right? But in a practical way, again, those dollars are investing in local families, raising human dignity.
Yeah.
Right here in our backyard, right? It so aligns with exactly what we're being taught to do.
Yeah.
Like over and over again. Addressing poverty through both compassion and empowerment, right? And strengthening the communities where your own business's employees and customers live.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And I think also when we help people that are in need in our local community, when we walk beside them, when we get them to the point where they're able to be self-sufficient, the beautiful thing is those people then, when they are stable, they're going to spend their resources
yes.
in the community. So, mm-hmm. you know, ultimately, those people may end up becoming clients of some of these different businesses.
That's exactly right.
And just being able to give back to their community. And
they won't forget the help that New Hope gave them at such a time in their life.
Many people over the years that have been blessed by New Hope, and New Hope has served them and given them a point of being self-sufficient, they give back to their communities.
Yeah. So business owners really, again, I mean, here's an example of how a business owner can simultaneously pursue profitability and kingdom impact.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, question, and we didn't, you know, do a lot of prep time for this question, but how does a tax credit supported investment differ from traditional corporate philanthropy? If we run out of time, we can kind of get into that more in our final segment. But a tax credit supported investment like the neighborhood, how does that differ from corporate philanthropy?
Yeah, you know, I think what Eric earlier shared about, you know, being able to, you know, really, really pick and choose. If you're going to be paying money in taxes, and you get to choose what organization you want to invest in,
your cause, whatever
that is. I think also businesses, and I think of, you know, I was mentioning kind of off air about how last year we had over 25 businesses, 500,000 in donations. Those business owners then volunteer at New Hope. They see the impact of what they're doing, and they get involved with New Hope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think we're about out of time in this segment, guys. But
already.
I'm loving it. We only got one segment left, so everybody stick around here. After this break, you're listening to Money and Mission here on Holy Family Radio, WHYF AM 720.
Welcome back to Money and Mission here on Holy Family Radio, WHYF, AM 720.
What are you doing? Dancing.
That's right.
We're having a good time.
Dancing.
I'm James Good.
And I'm Eric Terrio.
And we are wrapping up our conversation with Joel Jovanetti. And what a delightful time.
Thank you so much for taking your time.
It's my pleasure to be here. This has been a delight.
Yeah, with New Hope Ministries and we've been spending time talking about the Pennsylvania Neighborhood Assistance Program. And
y'all still awake?
That's right. But you said, Joel, last year, 25 businesses.
Yeah. Tell those numbers. Those are impressive.
But 25 businesses and $500,000.
Yeah, you know, such an increase from even, you know, years past. I can remember back when we were struggling just to get five. And, you know, here we are. That's multiplied, you know, by five. And we're at 25 and looking forward to next year, you know, even multiplying that maybe by doubling it or even by another five. Who knows? Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I mean, and we ask, you know, why is it not every business doing this? I mean, and so let's just look ahead a little bit and let's do the visionary thing. Right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Right. Because really, what if over the course of the next year or two, it was now 50 businesses?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But there are hundreds of businesses in central, in the four county
More
area.
More than that. Thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands.
Yeah.
There are so many businesses.
Yeah.
And where do you guys see what would success look like?
That's a great question. Like, you know, we last year helped 30,000 people, and you know, just from our projections, because 30,000. Of the price of everything going up, we know that very well could be doubled. You know, the amount of people that are in need. You know, next year, so we want to be able to meet that need.
That's a lot of people. That's like a sold-out hockey game.
It's just, there's people that so much, that are, when you think about it, that are in need. And because that many people being in need with the staff that we have at New Hope and being able to open and have 10 centers, we have 50-plus staff on board. We've been able to increase program. So to have a workforce development program and to have many staff that's their job priority, right, of getting people involved in a career, having a transportation program, which I haven't talked much about, but we have a staff that people that want to donate a vehicle to New Hope can do that. And we can actually provide a vehicle to people that need a vehicle. We have staff.
So people could donate vehicles.
Yes. So that's another thing.
For a way to get to work and maintain a good steady job.
We need a whole nother.
let's do that.
I'm sure that opens up another tax code somewhere.
Absolutely. So the need is great, but you know, if we can dream a little bit of as we get more resources that come into New Hope, we're able to help even more and more people in the four counties that we're currently involved in and be able to help them even more than we are doing an amazing job of now.
Right. So just additional businesses to connect with.
And any, like, more than just the money, are there any particular targeted companies that you would really like to work with because you think they would bring something a little extra to the table than just the cash?
You know, we will partner with every company that wants to. We have different goals of what companies are projected to make that get connected with New Hope. I mean, like I mentioned, out of those 25 businesses and over 500,000, you know, we've had some, you know, that have blessed New Hope at different levels, from 1,000 to 5,000 to 25,000 to, you know, some large companies at 100,000. So we will partner with any business that would has a capacity that wants to bless.
Five grand for a small mom and pop. That's not nothing.
That's not nothing.
Yep.
That's
absolutely. Right. That's absolutely. Right.
But to highlight again, you know, a tax deduction that's what happens when you make a charitable gift.
Normal.
That's right. Because you get to reduce. So if you have $100,000 of income and you make a deductible charitable contribution, you now get to reduce your taxable income from $100,000 down to $95,000. And so it saves
still a lot of taxes, though.
It saves you a little bit in taxes, right? But if you...
If you
give $5,000 and you get a credit, then literally your tax bill gets reduced dollar for dollar for every, and so that's just enormous. That is the difference between what we call traditional philanthropy and a tax credit, right?
I feel like we're going to have a show about this coming up soon. You're really excited about this.
That's right.
And I know you both would say this, you know, but I also talked to many business owners that got connected this year for the first time, and after explaining the process, their comment was, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You know, why wouldn't we want to be involved in this?
Why didn't we hear about this?
We have hearts to give anyway. You know, we want to make a difference, and this helps us, you know, with the bottom line.
I think they should do it for individuals. I really do. Even cap it at a certain amount. So.
And that now you're onto something.
Yeah.
Well, right.
I would love to self-direct my taxes.
Right. Your representative.
That's right. I have. I've never heard back.
Never heard back. That's exactly right. But, you know, I think there's probably also an opportunity for stronger or strengthening church and community partnerships.
Yeah. And always. I mean, I think, you know, we do a great job. We have many community partnerships, many churches that bless and support New Hope. I think the one thing we are seeing is just when we get out there and we give tours, or we're always open to go to a business, to a church, to a civic group to talk about New Hope. And to a T, we can talk about all the programs that we have. Many people are like, oh, I thought you guys were just a food pantry,
right,
or you just fed people. I didn't realize that you have youth programs, workforce development, transportation. You guys are doing, you know, so much. So, we want to educate
people. And I'm sure that happened over time, right? So it came in for the need to help feed people. Then you say, oh, well, they really need help here.
Yep.
And they need help here. And then I'm sure just over time you start adding
and really through the grace of God and resources, as New Hope through our development fundraising department was able to increase resources from just wonderful individuals, businesses, churches that gave, then yes, we could create new programs with our workforce development and transportation, affordable housing, and then have the staff to be able to organize and head those programs.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got 5 minutes, right?
Two weeks went fast.
That's right, it did. I would just offer as a thought, you know, if Christ has entrusted us with businesses, with resources, with influence.
Talent. Smarts.
Opportunities.
A good brain on our shoulders.
That's right.
Time. Do we say time?
That's right. Then the question really is not, can we afford to participate in programs like the Neighborhood Assistance Program? But can we afford to miss the opportunity to invest in transformed lives? Right? I mean, we cannot afford to miss the opportunities. Yeah. I mean, so many times we think, oh my goodness, this is something I can afford.
And you're paying your taxes anyway.
You're paying your taxes anyway.
That's a big number one.
That's right. We cannot afford to miss this opportunity. And I would say that when faith-driven businesses partner with transformational ministries, right, then tax credits become more than a financial tool, right? Mm-hmm. It becomes truly an instrument of God's kingdom coming to earth, just like it is in heaven.
Yeah, and just the idea of that, to be kingdom-minded and kingdom, you know, focused. It's it's kind of like the idea of, you know, yes, a lot of us, we go to church on Sunday, but we are followers of Christ, and so throughout the week, we have opportunities through our words, our actions. So, you know, for businesses and individuals, you know, it's not just, you know, one time a year, okay, I'll make a donation, but people can get connected and make a difference year-round, weekly, daily.
My pastor told me Sunday at church, he's like, exactly what you said. Yeah. He's like, church isn't just Sunday. He's like, this isn't really just, you come here to learn. He said the real church is Monday through Saturday.
That's
when
right.
you leave these doors and you go out into the community, that's real church.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we don't think about that, but hopefully, right, as you're listening to the Money and Mission podcast here, you'll be challenged in that direction to view business not merely as an economic activity.
It can be your personal
but
ministry.
Truly, that's right. But truly as a platform, as you said, for personal ministry, transforming communities, changing lives, being a gospel witness, right? View your business and your business opportunities in that way.
Shedding light on your community.
That's
we
right.
all live here. We all love it.
That's right. And, you know, write your representative, too.
Good
really?
I literally have.
Well,
I've never
heard any. But no, I mean, seriously, to write them, how many times do you think your state rep hears people complaining, right? But if you, especially if you're a business and you've participated, write your representative and just say thank you. Hey, we want to thank you.
I'm sure they don't get enough of those.
They probably don't get enough of those. I mean, it's a thankless job sitting over there in Harrisburg, don't you think?
Because you love them, love them, love them. They do one thing you don't like, and then you hate them, hate them, hate them.
Hate them, hate them. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
But we only have a couple minutes.
We do.
Maybe let's kind of wrap up, recap a little bit for our listeners, let them know.
Yeah, if you want to do just a real quick recap since 1982.
You know, first off, just, you know, want to thank churches, individuals, you know, many of you that are listening, you know, are familiar with New Hope. So thank you so much for everything that you have done for New Hope. You know, if you do want to get connected with us at New Hope, yeah, feel free to pop in to any of our locations. You can reach out to me.
And I'm going
to
check out directly. The one down in Spring Grove.
Yeah, yep. that would be wonderful.
I'm in that area now.
To have you there. But yeah, we just want to get, you know, people aware of this great NAP neighborhood assistance program for businesses to just to give and to give joyfully, right? We know as being kingdom minded as followers of Jesus that, you know, God wants us to help the less fortunate. You know, I love it when people give with a joyful heart and enjoy helping people in need. So yeah, it's been a wonderful time to share about New Hope.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eric, any just last thoughts that you'd have for the conversation here?
I just, you know, like how you opened up, right? What to take away with. I forget exactly what it says, but really just get involved, right? Mm. You already have the business. God has already blessed you with resources, mindset, a vision, a plan. You're already making a difference in your life, with your family. Let's spread that out now and share that with your brothers and sisters in the community. And I can't tell you, let's self-direct our taxes.
That's right.
Amen. I think that's so powerful.
Yeah, and let programs like this be literally a bridge, right, between the theological and the practical.
That's right. So thank you so much, Joel.
Yeah,
we really appreciated you having us or being with us
these past
2 weeks. It's been a long couple weeks.
Thank you. That's right.
Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. This is Money and Mission on Holy Family Radio.